turn to the book of Job, chapter 5, verse 7.
约伯记五章第七节。
Book of Job, chapter 5, verse 7.
人生在世必遇患难，如同火星飞腾。
Verse 7, but man is born to trouble as the sparks fly upwards.
苦难的问题啊，是千百年来啊，人在一直在探讨的问题。
And these tribulations is, that man faces is explored thousands of years.
为什么人生会受苦？
Why is a man born to trouble?
这里他说不管什么人哦。
And here it says no matter what type of person it is.
只要是人活在世上都会遇到苦难。
As long as man is living in this world, they will face trouble.
不管你是王公贵族、贩夫走卒。
No matter it is your...an official in the palace.
人生在世一定会遇到患难。
As long as you are in this world, you are born to tribulations.
这个患难哪时会发生？不知道。
And will these tribulations happen? We do not know.
会发生在谁的身上？不知道。
And who will these tribulations fall upon? We do not know.
会发生在谁的家庭？不知道。
And where which family it appears in? We do not know.
哪时候会发生？也不知道。
And we also do not know the timing of our tribulation.
但是时间一到，它就发生。
But when the time comes, it will happen.
这里用火星飞腾来描述这样的情况。
And here it describes the situation as the sparks fly upwards.
用我们生活能体验的那种情况来比喻这个患难。
Using something that we can experience in our own lives to describe tribulations.
好像古时候大家都在这个要烧木材嘛，不像现在有瓦斯哈。
This is how now we use gas, but rather in the ancient times they burned wood.
那木材烧到某一个程度。
And so when a wood is burnt to a specific point,
这个木材会爆裂。
This wood will explode.
它会喷出火花。
And sparks will fly out of it.
好。这个木材烧到爆裂，哪时候会爆裂？不知道。
So when will this wood break? We do not know.
这个火花爆出来是落在东边、西边、南边、北边，也不知道。
So when the sparks fly out, you do not know whether it will land on north, south, east, or west.
这要看这个木材的硬度跟它的干湿度了哈。
It depends on how dry this wood is and its hardness.
以及这个火的热度。
And how hot this fire is.
他的意思就是说哪时候会发生不知道。
This is actually to mean that when will it happen, we do not know.
但是时间一到，他那个木材一定会爆裂。
But once the time comes, the wood will sure break up and shatter sparks.
人生的苦难就是这样。
And tribulations within a man's life is the same.
好，令我们更加不能理解的事情啊。
And when something even beyond our comprehension,
我们已经信耶稣了嘞。
We have already believed in Christ.
信耶稣不是有福气有平安吗？
And when we believe in Christ, are we not receiving grace and peace?
怎么我信耶稣的我还遇到苦难？
And if I believe in Christ, why will I still face tribulations?
更令人困惑的是。
And what is even more arousing?
义人为什么会受苦？
Why will the righteous man suffer?
敬畏神嘞。
And he is God-fearing.
像约伯这样的人。
And just like a person like Job.
完全正直，远离恶事的人。
And he is fully righteous and he shuns evil.
他还是受苦啊。
Yet he still faces tribulations.
所以约伯记就是用约伯的苦难的这个经历啊。
And so the book of Job is built upon the sufferings of Job.
来指出义人受苦的原因。
And to point out the reason behind why a righteous man can still suffer tribulations.
就是神试验他。
It is that God wants to test Job.
以及让我们知道在苦难当中如何来面对。
And letting us know how to face our tribulations.
应该有的态度。
And what attitude we should hold.
神为什么许可这样敬虔的人来受苦，受到撒旦的攻击？
And why would God allow this God-fearing man to be attacked by Satan?
其实就是要证实他纯正的信仰。
It is actually to confirm his pure faith.
使他得到更丰盛的这个造就与祝福。
So that he can be blessed more abundantly and also have more edification.
许多是在发生的当下。
And a lot of times when this situation happens.
每个人都一样。
Everyone is the same.
都会问神为什么？
Everyone will ask God why.
神为什么是我？
Why is it me?
神为什么你让它发生？
Why would you allow it to happen?
发生在我的家庭里面。
Happen in my household.
神啊，为什么？
Oh God, why?
神啊，你还爱我吗？
God, do you still love me?
神啊，我这么爱你。
Lord, I love you so much.
你这样有爱我吗？
Did you love me?
哦，所以我们都会问为什么。
So therefore, we often ask why.、哦、
大家都一样。
Everyone is the same.
哦，所以许多事当下我们没办法明白。
And so a lot of things we do not know during that time.
但是我们深信凡事有神的旨意了。
But we know that behind everything there is the will of God.
啊，看罗马书八章二十八节。
Let's turn to the book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 28.
罗马书八章二十八节。
Book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 28.
八章二十八节。
Chapter 8, verse.
我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被造的人。
Verse 28. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose.
万事互相效力。
You know that all things work together for good.
万事就是神所安排一切的事情。
All things are the things arranged by God.
不管是顺境还是逆境。
No matter when things go smoothly or unsmooth.
这个都是神安排的。
All of these are arranged by God.
如果神不允许。
If God does not allow.
什么事情都不会发生。
Nothing will happen.
啊，圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
主耶稣说。
Lord said,
如果不是天父真神的允许
if my heavenly father did not allow this,
我们连一根头发都不会掉、啊、
and we will not one of our hairs will fall to the ground.
所以万事都是神所安排的。
So everything, all things are arranged by God.
都会发生功效。
And everything will have its purpose.
意思就是说神所安排的事情都是有意义的。
It means that everything that God has arranged, it is with a purpose.
都会发生功效的。
And it will have an effect.
目的是什么?
What is its purpose?
叫爱神的人得益处。
So that those who love God, these things will work together for him, for good.
哦，是要叫我们得益处哦。
So that we will receive a goodness and edification from
this. 但是这里有一句关键的话哦。
But here has a very critical phrase.
神的目的是要让我们得益处哦。
And God's purpose is for us to receive good.
但是爱神的人得益处哦。
But only for those who love God.
那可见不是所有人得益处，不是神不让你得益处哦。
And we know that not everyone will receive this good, but only those who love God.
爱神的人得益处。
Only those who love God.
什么叫做爱神的人？
So what does it mean a person that
loves God? 约翰福音十五章第九节之后啊。
And in the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 9, it says,
主耶稣说爱我的哈，要遵守我的命令啊。
And those who love me, they will keep my commands.
遵守神命令的人才可以得到益处啦。
And only those who keep the commandments of God will receive this goodness that he has promised.
什么叫做遵行神命令的人？
What does it mean to keep the
commandments of God? 就是我愿意面对接受神所安排的一切啦。
It is that I am willing to face everything that God has arranged for me.
虽然这个处境我很不满意。
Even though I'm not
虽然这个处境我很痛苦
even though I'm suffering,
但是这是神的旨意
but if this is will of God,
我就遵行
I will follow,
我就接受
and I will accept,
我就面对
and I will face it.
所以这个过程当中这个结果他就会得到益处
and therefore he will benefit, this person will benefit from it.
那如果神安排给我们环境我们不愿意去面对逃避呢
And so if God gives us an environment and we do not want to face it, but rather run away,
你可以得到益处吗?
Will we receive good from this?
神是要让我们得益处,但是我不愿意去面对嘛。
God wants us to receive good, but I do not want to face it.
不面对我就没办法去经历嘛,我就没有通过嘛。
I do not want to face it, so I will not experience it nor pass through it.
就好像神已经准备哦,准备礼物在这边等我们了嘛。
This is how God has prepared a present for us.
但是我们总是要走到这边，好，走到神的面前，这边拿到礼物嘛。
But we need to walk to God in order to receive.
啊，不是神没有准备礼物哦，礼物老早就准备在边了。
It's not that God did not prepare a present. The present was here a long time ago.
但是我们认为哈，这条路很难走，我不走啊。
But we feel this path is very hard to walk on. Therefore, we will not walk in it.
哦，万事互相效力。
All things work together for.
叫爱神的人得着益处。
So for those who love God, they will receive.
好，约伯哈，他的这个字的原意就是哈， 被憎恨啊，受逼迫的意思。
And Job, the original text for the name of Job is someone who is persecuted or to be hated.
啊，因为他完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。
Because he is blameless and upright and one who fears God and shuns evil.
所以这样的人就遭受了撒旦的痛恨跟逼迫。
And therefore, for these reasons, he is hated and persecuted by Satan.
但是我们读经不是说哦。Oh, 那我不要做约伯、哦、我不要那么敬畏神，我就不会受到逼迫。
And so, therefore, when we read the Bible, we should not be like we think we should not like be like Job. Therefore, we will not be persecuted by Satan.
撒旦的意思就是敌对、抵挡嘛。
And Satan's name is the opposer.
他是专门跟神反对的嘛。
He opposes God.
他专门就是抵挡神的嘛。
And he is the one who opposes God.
哦，圣经说神愿意万人得救嘛。
And the Bible says that God is willing for all men to receive.
魔鬼就是希望没有一个人得救嘛，他就跟神反对嘛。
And Satan opposes God in hoping that no one will be saved.
哦，所以他就是要破坏我们跟神的关系呀。
And therefore he wants to destroy our relationship with God.
哦，让人来离开神啊。
So that people will draw away from God.
哦，透过我们生活上的困难啊。
Through the difficulties in our life.
哦，身体的病痛啊。
Or our sufferings in our body.
甚至让我们面对死亡啊。
Or even in the face of death.
哦，让我们。跟神的关系来疏远
that we will be further away from God,、
哦、甚至离开神
or even depart from him.、
哦、我们看提摩太后书三章十二节
Turn to the book of 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 12.
提摩太后书三章十二节
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 12.
十二节
12.
不但如此凡立志在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的也都要受逼迫
12.Indeed, all who desire to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted.
哦，我们读了这一节经文，不要说啊，那我干脆哈、哦，我的信仰是不冷不热就好了，
and
就不会受逼迫了。
If we read this verse, we will feel like if we have a lukewarm faith, then we will not be persecuted.、
啊、我立志敬虔度日呢。
If I have this desire to live a godly life,
结果我后面的结果是啊，都要受逼迫。
And the result is that I will be persecuted.
哦。但是这个逼迫过程当中都有神的保守。
But within this persecution, there will also be the protection from God.
因为这个逼迫是来自撒旦的阻挡攻击嘛。
Because this persecution is the attack of Satan to oppress him.
好，约伯记哈、哦大概哈、哦有分几个大纲哈、
哦。So the book of Job is divided into a few sections.
啊，第一章到第二章是约伯受试炼。
Chapter 1 to 2 was when Job was tested.
哦，两次的试炼。
Job was tested twice.
哦，第三章是约伯的哀歌。
Chapter 3 starts with Job's lament.
哦，第四章到二十八章是受苦的辩论。
And chapter 4 to 28 is the disputes in regarding Job's suffering.
哦，是约伯跟他三个朋友三回合的辩论。
It's the three cycles of a debate between Job and his
哦、要辩论苦难的原因、啊、
And to dispute over the reason of his suffering.
二十九章到三十一章。
And chapter 29 to 31.
是约伯的独白。
Is the monologue of Job.
三十二章到三十七章。
And starting from chapter 32 to 37.
是以利户的劝导。
It is the advice of Elihu.
连续四篇的讲论。
And he gave Job three speeches.
三十八章到四十二章的第六节
And starting from chapter 38 to 42 verse 6
是神亲自、啊、向约伯回答
Is God replying to Job in person、
啊、就是两次跟约伯的对话
And he had a dialogue with Job two times
四十二章第七节到十七节
And chapter 42 verse 7 to 17、
啊、是约伯的结局
It is the end of Job、
啊、是神对他的祝福
It is the blessings of God towards him.
这大概就是约伯记的内容。
This is the outline of the book of Job.
所以它大概的内容，我们大概就可以掌握了。
So we kind of know how what will happen in the book of Job.
好，我们进入哈啊这个第一章。
And so we'll enter into chapter one.
跟第二章哈。
Chapter one and chapter two.
约伯两次的试炼。
So Job was tested twice.
第一章是他第一次的试炼。
And chapter 1 was the first time that Job was tested.
是撒旦、啊、来挑战神、啊。
Is that Satan wanted to challenge God.
第一段是第一节到第五节。
And the first section is chapter 1, verse 1 to 5.
世上的楷模约伯。
And Job is the best role model in the world.
这里让我们看到约伯他的为人跟信仰。
And here it records how, what kind of person Job is and his faith.
第一节这里就介绍约伯的为人跟信仰。
And in verse 1, it records how Job, what a person Job was and how his faith was.
说他完全正直敬畏神远离恶事。
It said that this man was blameless and upright, one who feared God and turned away from evil.
第二节之后到第四节看到他的家庭是蒙福的家庭。
And verse 2 to 4, it stated that he had a blessed family.
他有七个儿子。
He had 7 sons.
三个女儿。
Three daughters,
他家产的丰富
and she, he had an abundant family inheritance.
他全家又很相爱
and all of their family loved each other.
很和睦
they live peacefully.
时常聚在一起
and they often gathered together.
一起用餐，一起讲话
and they shared feasts and they talked.
那约伯也常聚集他们来献祭。
And Job will often offer offerings for them.
敬畏神。
Because he feared God.
第三节也谈到他的财富跟地位。
And in verse 3, it stated the status of Job and also how many possessions he had.
说他有七千只羊，三千只骆驼，五百对牛，五百对母驴。
He possessed 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 female donkeys.
还有这个许多的这个仆婢。
Had very many servants.
他在东方人当中是为至大的。
This man was the greatest of all of the people of the East.
所以他有社会地位。
So he was high in societal status.
又有很丰盛的这个财富。
And he had abundant wealth.
但是我们看这样的一个人，灵性是非常的美好。
But when we see a person, this person had a good faith.
不会因为说他的财富啦，他的社会地位啦，就让他骄傲啦。
Not because he had prestige and societal status, not because he had wealth, he was he boasted.
第五节这里说
And verse 5 it says.
他时常叫他们的儿女们自洁。
And he often told his sons and daughters to consecrate them.
他按着他们儿女的这个人数来献燔祭。
And according to the number of their his children, he will offer burnt offerings.
因为他怕他们的儿女们犯罪，心中弃掉神。
For Job said, "It may be that my children have sinned and cursed God in their hearts."
圣经记载说，约伯常常这样做。
And the Bible records that thus Job did this continually.
不但建立自己的信仰，也非常关心来建立儿女的信仰。
Not only did he establish his own faith, but he also took the heart to establish the faith of his children.
所以约伯在信仰上不仅他自己洁净自己。
So not only Job consecrated himself.
他也很怕儿女犯罪得罪神。
He was also afraid that his children will sin against God.
来离开神。
And turn away from God.
所以约伯记的作者开宗明义就这样来宣告了。
And so starting from the book of Job, the author has proclaimed.
以后日后约伯他遭受的苦难。
And that later on the sufferings that Job faced.
跟他本人跟他儿女这个犯罪都无关跟他们的罪行无关
It had nothing to do with the sin of Job nor his children.
因为他们常常自洁在献祭呢。
Because they often consecrated themselves and
offered burnt
offerings.
他们很怕得罪神呢。
They fear to sin against God.
怎么会去犯罪？
How would they sin?
就好像这个约瑟他的祖母要引诱约瑟犯罪一样。
Just as how when the mistress of Joseph wanted to lure him into sin.
约瑟心中有神。
Joseph had God within his heart.
所以他跟他的祖母讲。
So he said to his mistress.
我怎么可以犯这大罪来大恶来得罪神呢？
How can I do this great evil in front of God?
所以他的受苦不是因为犯了罪。
So therefore, the sufferings of Job was not because he sinned.
所以从这一段让我们看到约伯真的是当时的这个世界上的楷模了。
So therefore, from this section, we see that Job was surely a role model on earth at that time.
是一个信仰的见证人。
And he bore the testimony of his faith.
好，我们活在这个啊当代。
And as the generation we are living in.
我们要跟约伯一样。
And to be like Job.
我们要做这个当代的见证人呢。
We need to be the testimony in this era.
啊，看腓立比书三章十五节。
Let's turn to the book of Philippians chapter 3 verse 15.
腓立比书三章十五节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 15.
二章十五节，抱歉。
Sorry, chapter 2, verse 15.
二章十五节。
Chapter 2, verse 15.
使你们无可指责，诚实无畏，在这弯曲悖谬的世代，做神无瑕疵的儿女，你们显在这世代中，好像明光照耀。六节。
16.
将生命的道表明出来。
Verse 15 to 16, 15, that you may be blameless and innocent, children of God, without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world, holding fast to the word of life.
这个世代真的是弯曲悖谬的世代。
And really, this generation is a crooked and twisted generation.
哦，真的是啊，这个道德沦丧啊。
And that the morals of people are declining.
哦，我们要在这个世代做神无瑕疵的儿女。
And we need to be blameless and innocent children of God.
哦，在这个世代，好像明光照耀。
This is how we shine as lights in this world.
哦，将生命之道把它表明出来。
And to reflect the word of life.
哦，真正的道理，我们说是生命之道嘛。
And we say that the teachings in the Bible are the word of life.
哦，所以我们活出信仰就是表明生命之道。
And so when we live out our life of faith, we are living out the word of life.
那表明生命之道，将来用我们的生命来表明啊。
And of course, we use our life to reflect this word of life.
哦，基督要成为我们的生命吗？
Christ shall be our life.
那我们活出基督的生命，就是在表明生命之道。
And when we live out the life of Christ, we are living out the word of life.
好，我们看回约伯记哈。
Let's turn back to the book of Job.
好，我们圣经有一条线哦，你就把那条线放在约伯记这边。
We have a bookmark in our Bible, and let's put our bookmark at.
我们要翻回来，你拉起来就回到约伯记了，很快哈。
If you want to go back to the book of Job, just simply pull on your bookmark and you can.
好，第二段哈，撒旦对神的挑战。
And the second section is Satan's challenge to God.
我们每个人都有讲义哈。
And every one of us has.
哦，按照讲义我整理的哈啊这个段落来分享哦哈。
And I'm sharing according to this handout.
好，第二段撒旦对神的挑战。
The second section is Satan's challenge to God.
啊，撒旦的意思就是作对啊，为敌啊。
And Satan means the enemy, the oppressor.
啊，撒旦的工作就是专门哈跟神作对哈，与神为敌的啦。
And of course, Satan is always against God and opposite of him.
哦，第六节、第八节这里记载，神在众啊使者跟撒旦的面前来称赞约伯。
And in verse 6 and verse 8 is how the Lord praised Job in front of all of his servants and Satan.
啊，这里神特别问这个撒旦，你从哪里来
？And here the Lord especially says to Satan, "From where have you come from?"
啊，第七节。
Verse 7.
耶和华问撒旦说：“你从哪里来？”撒旦回答说：“我从地上走来走去，往返而来。”第八节。
Eight.
耶和华问撒旦说：“你曾用心查看我的仆人约伯没有？地上再没有人像他完全正直，敬畏神，远离恶事。”
Verse 7 and 8. 7. The Lord said to Satan, "From where have you come?" Satan answered the Lord and said, "From going to and fro on the earth, and from walking up and down on it." Verse 8.And the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man who fears God and turns away from evil?"
啊，这里神在称赞约伯。
And here God is praising Job.
说哈，世上再没有人像他。
There is none like him on earth.
完全正直，远离恶事，敬畏神。
A blameless and upright man who fears God.
意思说没有第二个人呢。
It means that there is no second person that does this.
一个人能做到让神称赞
，and a person can do this so that God even praises him for doing so.
不只是人称赞哦，神也称赞他哦。
Not only people praise him, but also God.
哦，那可见他的信仰的纯正。
And We can see how he holds his faith, how pure his faith is.
好，那神问撒旦说：“你从哪里来？”
And so God asked Satan, "From where have you come?"
撒旦说：“哈，他哈从地上走来走去，往返而来。”
Satan answered, "From going to and fro on the earth, and from walking up and down on it."
我这样看起来，魔鬼很忙嘞。
And it seems that Satan is very busy.
魔鬼很认真嘞，很用功嘞。
And he is very he's working hard.
魔鬼都很认真地用功了，我们不用功吗？
And even Satan is working hard. Should we not work even harder?
魔鬼很认真在做什么？
What is Satan working hard on?
走来走去呢。
He's going to and fro.
走来走去去旅游哦，不是呢。
He's not walking up and to for vacation.
我们看彼得前书五章第八节。
Let's turn to the book of 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8.
彼得前书五章第八节。
Book of 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8.
第八节。
8.
务要谨守警醒，因为你们的仇敌魔鬼如同吼叫的狮子，遍地游行，寻找可吞吃的人。
8. Be sober-minded, be watchful. Your adversary, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking someone to devour.
魔鬼走来走去。
So the devil walks back and forth.
遍地游行。
He walks to and fro.
他好像那吼叫的狮子。
Just like a roaring lion.
他寻找可吞吃的人呢。
Seeking someone to devour.
哦，所以如果我们不小心。
So if we are not sober-minded.
我们松懈了。
And we let our guard down.
可能就变成啊这个魔鬼吞吃的对象呢。
We will probably be the subject that the devil is seeking to devour.
因为魔鬼虎视眈眈，遍地游行啊。
Because the devil is like a roaring lion going here and about.
哦，所以圣经告诉我们什么？
So what did the Bible tell us?
哦，以弗所书章二十七节那里告诉我们。
Book of Ephesians chapter 4 verse 27 tells us.
我们不要给魔鬼留地步哎。
We should not leave a foothold for the devil.
哦，你稍微给他机会哈，哎，他毫不留情嘞。
And if we give him any opportunity, he will not be merciful to us.
因为他遍地游行，走来走去，他就是在寻找机会啊。
Because he prowls around seeking opportunity.
啊，你一有机会给他，他就跟你做工了嘛。
And if you give any opportunity to him, he will start your work.
我们就成了魔鬼吞噬的对象了。
We will be the subject of him, a devourer.
好，那神在天使啊魔鬼面前称赞约伯。
So God praised Job in front of the angels and in front of Satan.
结果撒旦就在神面前控告约伯。
And therefore Satan accused Job in front of God.
我们看回来哈，约伯记第一章。
Let's turn back to the book of Job, chapter 1.
第一章第九节。
Chapter 1, verse 9.
撒旦回答耶和华说：“约伯敬畏神，岂是无缘故的呢？”第十节。
10.
你岂不是四面圈上篱笆，维护他和他的家，并他一切所有的吗？他所做的都蒙你赐福，他的家产也在地上增多。
Verse 9 to verse 10. Verse 9. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, Does Job fear God for no reason? Verse 10. Have you not put a hedge around him and his house and all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hand and his possessions have increased in the land.
这是撒旦控告约伯的理由啊。
And this is the reason why Satan accused Job.
约伯敬畏你是有原因的啊。
Of course, Job fears you for a reason.
就是说他用一般人拜神的那种态度哈、哦、来攻击约伯了。
He used that the attitude that common people hold towards worshiping God and used this to attack Job.
一般世人拜神的态度就是哈、哦、条件利益交换呐、啊。
And usually when people worship God, there is an exchange of benefits.
你先跟我做什么哈、哦，我才为你做什么嘛。
You do this for me, and I will do that for you.
比如说、有人、他就是、拜神就是为了要签那个、那个彩券呐、你让我签到、你让我签到、我就再拜你啊。
And some people when they worship God, they want to win this lottery ticket. And if you allow me to win it, I will continue to win.
你让我平安，我才拜你呢。
And if you give me peace, I will continue to worship you.
如果没有给他利益，没有给他平安呢，没有条件呢？
And so if there are no benefits,
他就不会拜他了。
And of course, this person will.
没有错，这是一般世人拜神的态度。
Yes, this is the attitude that common people hold to God.
利益条件交换。
A benefit and opportunity and.
哦，所以撒旦说，嗯啊，你不是把他保护好好的吗？
Have you not put a hedge around him?
我用篱笆四面维护他呢。
I've put a hedge around him.
哦，你又是他哦，在地上哦，家产非常的丰富啦。
And you have blessed the work of his hands and his possessions.
哦，这是他控告的理由。
And this is the reason why Satan accused Job.
好，他控告的目的是什么呢？
What is his purpose?
好，第十一节。
11.
你且伸手毁他一切所有的，他必当面弃掉你。
11. But stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and he will curse you to your face.
好，撒旦的意思说，啊，不然来试试看，来试试看。
And Satan says, do you want to try?
你现在把哈你保护他的篱笆都拆掉。
And take away the hedge you put around him.
你现在把哈你是给他的一切哈那些财产家产哦，全部把它收回来。
Take away all his family, his possessions.
看他会不会再敬畏你才奇怪。
And it will be strange if he continues to worship you and fear you.
哦，就是撒旦控告的目的。
And this is the reason of Satan's accusation.
就是要让人当面弃掉神。
So that a person will curse God.
哦，借透过这个外在的这些患难困苦
，and through his outward sufferings.
啊，让人当面弃掉神。
So that a person will leave God and depart him.
神不再保护我了呢。
God no longer protects me.
哎，神不再赐福气给我了呢。
God no longer blesses me.
哦，好，我们看十二节。
Let's look at verse 12.
耶和华神对撒旦说：“凡他所有的都在你手中，只是不可伸手加害于他。”于是撒旦从耶和华神面前退去。
12. And the Lord said to Satan, "Behold, all that he has is in your hand. Only against him do not stretch your hand." So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord.
神竟然接受撒旦的提议啦
！And the Lord even accepted what Satan opposed.
所以有些时候我们说：“哈，神，你为什么会答应呢？”
Lord, why would you say yes?
神，你不要答应就好了。
If he said no, it will be good.
神为什么要答应？
Why did God say yes?
这里让我们看到神的许可跟神的限制。
And here we can see the God's permission and also the limitations he gives.
好，神向撒旦说，他一切所有都在你手中。
Behold, all that he has is in your hand.
答应他。
And he said yes to Satan's request.
但是对他有限制。
But he also limited Satan.
只是不可伸手伤害他。
Only against him, do not stretch out your hand.
不能动到他。
You cannot stretch out your hand against him.
但是其他所有的你都可以动。
But all that he has, you could.
你看哦，魔鬼真的是很残忍，真的是哦，除了他没有动以外，全部都拿掉了。
And we see that really Satan is evil. Besides Job, he took away everything.
他的儿女，他的财产全部都没有了。
His sons and daughter, all of his possessions.
你看魔鬼残不残忍，可不可恶啊
？How evil, how unmerciful the Satan is.
好，那为什么神答应哈啊来接受魔鬼的提议
？Why did God allow and say yes to what Satan has pointed out？
就是要证明前面神称赞约伯那一句话。
It is he allowed Satan to attack so that he could prove that what the statement he said before was correct.
这个人完全正直。
This person was blameless and upright.
敬畏神。
Feared God.
所以神信任尊重约伯。
So God respected and God also had faith towards Job.
要来证实约伯纯正的信仰。
And for him to prove that God that Job had a pure faith.
不是像撒旦你这样说的。是条件立交，他没有条件，没有利益，他还是会敬畏神。
And it is not like what Satan said for benefits. Even without benefits, he will still worship God.
神没有福气给我们，没有恩典给我们，你还会敬畏神吗
？And if there are no blessings, no grace towards us, will we still come and worship God?
不简单呐、啊。
It's not easy.
曾经有一个信徒啊，曾经跟我讲说，传道。
And there was this fellow brother that told me in the past. He said, preacher.
还好我们都不是约伯。
Thank God that we are not Job.
我们都没有遇到约伯这种好苦难。
We have not faced the tribulations that Job has faced.
我说我的看法跟你不一样。
And but I said my viewpoint is different from yours.
哦，还好我们不是约伯。
Thank God we are not Job.
我是说哈，我觉得是我们都还没有资格哈遇到约伯这种患难，我们都还没有资格了。
We don't even qualify to face the tribulations that he faced.
如果约伯这种患难发生在我们身上，我们承受得住吗？我举手，我承受不住。
If what Job's tribulations, what Job's tribulation fall upon us, will we be able to bear endure?
所以这个苦难不会临到我身上啊，是我不配啦，我没有资格啦。
And I cannot endure it. I don't even qualify to receive this type of tribulation.
不是还好我们没有遇到，我们没有资格啦。
It's not that thank God we are not like Job, but rather we do not even qualify.
我们还不配承受那种苦难呐。
We do not even qualify to endure through this tribulation.
啊，看哥林多前书十章十三节。
Let's turn to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13.
哥林多前书十章十三节。
Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13.
十三节。
13.
你们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能受的。神是信实的，必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的。在受试探的时候，总要给你们开一条出路，叫你们能忍受得住。
13. No temptation has overtaken you that is not common to man. God is faithful, and he will not let you be tempted beyond your ability. But with the temptation, he will also provide the way of escape, that you may be able to endure it.
啊，这里所说的这个试探哈。
And here this temptation says.
哦，它的原文哈跟试炼是同一个字哦。
And in the original text, temptation is the same as test.
哦，也是说哈，有些时候哈，这个试探跟试炼哈是一体两面的。
And so temptation and tribulations, they are the same thing but with two sides.
同一件事情。
They are the same event.
它同时是试探，也是试炼。
The same event can be a temptation or a tribulation.
如果用约伯的苦难来讲，就是这样。
And if we use the example of Job's sufferings, it is this case.
从魔鬼的角度就是试探。
From the viewpoint of the devil, it is a temptation.
就是要让他当面弃掉神。
So that he will curse God and leave God.
从神的角度来看就是试炼。
From the viewpoint of God, it is a tribulation, a test.
所以约伯受试炼完之后。
And so after Job has finished the test.
他说，我曾风闻有你。
And Job said, before I have heard of you.
今天我亲眼间看到你了。
But now my eyes see you.
这个就是神的试炼。
And this is the test.
神就是要让他事主更深。
And God wants them to have a deeper view of God.
神就是要让他得到更丰富的生命。
And God wants them to receive life more abundantly.
所以这边说我们所遇到的试炼是我们每个人都能承受的。
And here it says, no temptation has overtaken you that is not coming.
意思就是说，神是信实的神啦。
That means God is faithful.
神不会做错事情啦。
God will never do anything wrong.
神不会跟我们开玩笑啦。
God will not joke around with us.
一般世人如果遇到事情啊。
Because when normally when a common person faces.
都会投望着天说，老天爷啊，你给我开玩笑哦。
And they will raise their eyes to the heavens and said, why are you joking with me?
老天爷啊，你没有长眼睛哦。
You do not have any eyes.
好人坏人你都分不清楚哦。
You do not even know who is a good person, who is a bad person.
这个事情应当临到那个坏人，怎么临到我的身上？
It should fall upon the evil person. Why on me?
你跟我开玩笑哦。
Are you joking?
神会跟我们开玩笑吗？
Would God joke with us?
神会做错事情吗？
Would God do anything wrong?
这里说神让我们遇到的都是我们能承受的。
And here it says, no temptation has overtaken us what is common to man.
就是说。你能承担八十公斤
？If you are able to bear the weight of 80 kilograms,
神不会让你担一百公斤呐、啊。
You will not bear 100.
神都按照我们个人的这个程度让我们承受试炼呐、啊。
God will let us face tribulations based on our capacity.
但是当下我们都认为说，哎呀，我没办法承受八十公斤呐、啊，我只能承受五十公斤。其实我们是可以承受八十公斤，但是我们认为说我只有能承担五十公斤吗？
And we say that we can only bear 50 kilos instead of 80, but we know that but God knows that we can.
就好像我们在教导我们的孩子一样。
Just as how when we're teaching our children.
你慢慢长大，你会慢慢加重责任在他的肩上嘛。
And so as they grow up, you will put more responsibility on their shoulders.
小时候很多事情你都为他处理好了，对不对？
When they are young, you do most of the things for them.
但是慢慢长大，你会跟他讲说，你自己去处理。
But when they grow up, you say you do it yourself.
孩子一开始奇怪，以前小时候不是我妈妈、爸爸妈妈都帮我处理好，现在怎么叫我自己处理？
And the children will say, It is a strange thing. When I was young, my dad, mom and dad will take care of everything.
啊、孩子那个时候，我不会啊。
And the child will say, "I don't know how to do this."
我承担不起啊。
I can't bear it.
但是爸爸妈妈知道说他这个程度可以了。
But the parents know that he can.
哦，就是在训练他嘛。
It's only training him.
啊不，不然这个孩子怎么会长大嘞
？Or else, how could this child grow?
怎么会成熟呢
？How can he mature?
哦，所以说这边说神是信实的。
And here, this is why here it says God is faithful.
必不叫我们所受的试炼啊，过于我们所能承受的。
He will not let you be tempted beyond your ability.
好，总是我们人在这肉体的哈。
And of course, we have our fleshly bodies.
啊，如果我们能承受得住通过的话
，If we are able to bear and go through,
啊，我们就得到益处嘛。
We will receive good.
那如果我们没办法承受得住
，If we cannot bear this,
不是神做错事情哦
，It's not God did something wrong.
是我们体贴肉体，肉体软弱了。
But rather we give heed to the flesh and the flesh is weak.
这里说总要给我们开一条出路，叫我们可以忍受得住。
And he said he will provide the way of escape so that you may be able to endure.
我用刚刚那个例子说，哎，我们叫小孩子，哎，你自己去，你先自己去处理。
And for example, just the example I just used, we tell our children to take care of it on.
但是我们父母亲叫他去处理，我们不是说都不管都不看，我们也是在旁边一直看。
And so if we let our children take care of their own matters, we still watch.
哦啊，如果哎，小孩子他真的他用他的哦哦，他想办法哦啊，然后去处理，可以处理完就 OK 了。
And if this child can resolve this matter using his own methods, this is good.
那我们一直看啊，这个小孩子哇，他真的是他也想办法啊，也尽他的力啊，结果没办法，父母亲马上就出手帮他解决嘛。
And so if this child did all that he could but could not resolve this matter, of course the parents will come and help.
所以为什么神会答应魔鬼的提议？
And this is why God will say yes to what Satan has said.
这是神对约伯的信任。
And this is how God showed his trust in Job.
对约伯的尊重。
And his respect towards Job.
但是神的许可都是有神的限制。
With God's permission, there is always His limitations.
魔鬼绝对不能超过那个范围。
And Satan can never go past that.
好，下课了哈，再提醒我要下课，不能再讲了。
And now class is ending. I can no longer speak.
同心默祷。
Let's all bow our heads and pray in silence.
阿门。